Hare Krishna. Our destiny is not sealed as long as we don't seal ourselves with it. Sometimes when we work hard to try to do things right and to gain some desired result, and despite our best efforts, things go wrong, at that time we may get disheartened, thinking that, oh, maybe my destiny is rotten, my destiny is sealed, it's unchangeable. Maybe it's my lot to be miserable in my life because that's how my destiny is. So is our destiny sealed? Is it changeable or is it fixed forever? The Bhagavad Gita clearly indicates that it is not fixed. Philosophical technicalities apart, the Gita setting itself demonstrates the power of the individual living being to choose and thereby affect consequences. That means that if we look at the whole Bhagavad Gita setting, it is spoken so that Krishna is requesting Arjuna to make the right choice. In 18.63, near the conclusion of the Gita's message, Krishna says to Arjuna, Vimrishaita dasheshena yathechasi tatha kuru. Vimrishaitad. Now he says, deliberate deeply on what I have told, and then yathechasi tatha kuru, as is your desire, act accordingly. Now this itself indicates that Arjuna has the power to choose, and his choice will affect the consequences that come. So then what if we have the power to choose and determine consequences? Then what actually is destiny? Is there something that is destined? Yes. Destiny does play a substantial role in the unfolding of our life. But destiny's role, though substantial, is not final. What does it mean? Many things that happen to us right from our birth, like say the family in which we are born, maybe the complexion of our face, maybe the income level of the parents with which whom we are born, and certain other things are fixed in our life. And many times, events that will subsequently happen in our life also fixed. But what is not, that these things are fixed indicates that they are our destiny playing out. Those things happen to us because of our past karma, which is accumulated as our destiny and is now coming to us as the reactions, which may be positive or negative. So now, although our destiny determines what happens to us, it doesn't take away our power to choose our response. However, if we start thinking, oh, when things go wrong, my destiny is rotten, it is fixed, it is sealed, then that pessimistic fixation of the mind will demotivate and disempower us from exercising our free will properly. Then, although we have the power to choose, we will not choose rightly. And that's how we will seal our destiny. That means we will let destiny do us in. So, now we may wonder, sometimes despite our desire to act in a particular way, we seem to be forced to act in some other way. So, we don't want to get angry, but we get angry sometimes. So, is it that destiny determines how we act also? Does destiny determine only the events that happen to us? Or does destiny also determine how we respond to those events? Yes, partially destiny shapes our behavior too. It predisposes us to certain kinds of behavior. But at the same time, this predisposition is not written in stone. It is changeable. And how do we change it? By using our free will to check our reflexive action and to choose a more intelligent action. This power of choice can become maximized if we shift our focus from destiny, which makes us feel powerless, to the Lord of destiny, thoughts about whom will make us empowered. When we think about Krishna, who is the Lord of destiny, then that inner contemplation on Krishna fills us with satisfaction and illumination. We don't feel excessively dependent on external situations for our security and pleasure. We feel inner satisfaction and illumination. We don't feel as if the world has come crashing down when things go wrong. We feel, yes, there is a way ahead. And if I just keep moving forward, taking one step at a time, I will keep moving forward. And I'll find a way. So with this inner illumination and inner satisfaction, we can make the best possible choices. And thereby, we can create better situations for ourselves even when the circumstances that befall us are negative. In this way, by fixing the mind on Krishna and making intelligent choices, we can improve our future for ourselves. And ultimately, by being Krishna conscious, we can return back to Krishna for an eternal life of love with Him, which is the existence's supreme destiny. Thank you. Hare Krishna.